Quill Tree Books and Harper Audio present What Happened to Rachel Riley by Claire Swinarski. Performed by Verdell Capistrano, Alexandra Hunter, Carla Serrato, Gail Shallon, Rena Thutt, Caitlin Davies, Andrew Iden, and Kirby Hayborn. Two eighth grade girls everywhere. December 23. Miss O'Dell, I hope that you're having a good winter break. Enclosed, you will find my un-essay for our social issues class. I'm sorry it's late, but I hope you understand. Thanks for giving me an incomplete on my report card instead of an F, because that would have given my mom a heart attack. When you first asked us to do an un-essay, I didn't know what to think. I thought maybe it was because I was new and we didn't have things like un-essays in Chicago. We only had actual essays. But then I realized it wasn't because I was new. It was because nobody in all of East Middle's current eighth grade had done an un-essay before. I really liked social issues, even though some people in this un-essay would disagree and call it a waste of taxpayer dollars. No offense. Their words, not mine. I like that you let us choose our own topic, too. I know other kids worked on topics that seem bigger or more important, like capital punishment or immigration, but you said it just had to be any social question that mattered to us and that it didn't have to be trending on Twitter or covered in the news. So I asked what happened to Rachel Riley. Enclosed, you will find the results of my research. In addition to my notebook, you will also find one pair of swim trunks, an old iPhone with recorded interviews, a gift certificate for Lee's Dairy Emporium, a purple lighter, a stapled packet of text message transcripts, and a pack of hallway passes. The passes were stolen from Mr. Corey's desk in the art room. You can return them if you want. I hope you learn, from everything in this box, how Rachel Riley went from being the most popular girl in school to a complete social outcast of the first degree. I also hope you learn that when asking a complicated question, you should prepare for that question to shake and quake into a thousand more. Because people, like fires, can surprise you. And lies, like flames, can spread faster than we can put them out. Sincerely, Anna Hunt. Eighth grade social issues, East Middle School.
One. The un-essay. Miss O'Dell, Room 912. Assignment. This semester in social issues, you will be required to complete a semester-long project instead of a final exam. This project will take the form of an un-essay. That means you can do anything on a social topic of your choosing as long as it isn't an essay. Past examples from former students. Visiting a prison and interviewing an incarcerated person. Shadowing a law enforcement officer for a day and creating a documentary about your experience. Creating a podcast about your family's immigration experience. Designing a pamphlet about the lack of feminine hygiene products for girls around the globe. Launching a community garden to make a statement about climate change and urban development. Get creative. You can use sewing, cooking, painting, or any other medium that will help you explore a social issue and translate it for our class. Remember, social issues don't have to be things that are widely covered in the news. In fact, some of the most interesting stories are the ones that aren't being told. They can be small or large, local or international. Think of something that's interesting to you. You'll be working on this project for the entirety of our first semester, so try and make it something you're passionate about. Grade. Your un-essay will be worth 85% of your final grade. Assignments will be graded on thoroughness, creativity, and presentation.
Voice recording. September 8. Hi, Miss O'Dell. This is Anna Hunt, obviously. You said you wanted us to share a little bit more about ourselves to get to know us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?